Opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez has fled into exile after being granted asylum in Spain, delivering a major blow to millions who placed their hopes in his upstart campaign to end 2 decades of single-party rule. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The surprise departure of the man considered by Venezuela's opposition and several foreign governments to be the legitimate winner of July's presidential race was announced late Saturday night by Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez. She said the government decided to grant Gonzalez safe passage out of the country just days after ordering his arrest to help restore the country's political peace and tranquility. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A plane carrying Gonzalez has landed safely at a Spanish military base, a government source said on Sunday. A shooting attack at the West Bank-Jordan border crossing kills 3 Israelis. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Israeli officials say 3 people were fatally shot at the border crossing between the West Bank and Jordan, while in Gaza, an Israeli strike killed at least 5 people, including women and children. Israel's military said a gunman approached the Allenby bridge crossing from the Jordanian side and opened fire at security forces. The 3 killed were Israeli civilian men in their 50s. In Gaza, an Israeli airstrike killed several people in the northern Jabalia refugee camp, including 2 women and 2 children. Gaza's civil defense, which is a group of first responders in the enclave, says the strike targeted the home of one of its directors. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 48 people were killed on Sunday in a fuel tanker truck explosion following a collision with another vehicle in north central Nigeria, the state's disaster management agency said. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The mother of Georgia shooting suspect Colt Gray called his school to warn of emergency the day of the killings, his aunt says. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
14-year-old Colt Gray's mother called the Georgia High School, warning them about her son just before the shooting Wednesday. That's what her sister Annie Brown told the Washington Post. The teen is charged with murdering 2 students and 2 teachers. His father, Colin Gray, accused of supplying the AR-15-style rifle. When Jackson County investigators went to the father's home in 2023 to question the teen about an online threat, he denied it. The father did say his son had access to guns and was bullied at school.
He gets flustered and under pressure. He doesn't really think straight.
That was Colin Gray talking about his son Colt in a 2023 interview with investigators. I'm Julie Walker.
Vice President Kamala Harris is revealing more of her personal side as the White House race heats up. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kamala Harris has been revealing more details about herself, even as she lays out her plans for a potential presidency. From grabbing a bag of Doritos at a Pennsylvania convenience store,
this is my go-to, the original nacho cheese,
to eyeing the dessert counter at a Georgia market.
I don't want a slice of that caramel. Yeah, it's like done. My favorite.
To talking about being tasked with making collard greens for an annual Christmas Eve party. The personal details are part of the usually guarded Harris's bid to identify with voters, sharing her upbringing with a single mom, and showing she understands middle-class struggles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The chief of the United Nations World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he was shocked by the world's insufficient action to stop the crisis in Sudan.
Sudanese are suffering through a perfect storm of crisis. Over 500 days of conflict, the largest level of displacement in the world, famine in some parts, disease outbreaks, including cholera, malaria, dengue and measles with the risk of mpox, multiple reported incidents of conflict-related sexual violence, and the near collapse of much of the country's health system.
The conflict since April last year, pitting the army against paramilitary forces, has killed tens of thousands of people and triggered one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. Follow Voice of America on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.
Austin, them keep doing your thing.